you know, if we were making million of dollars, then you should do your job. I think, you know, be quiet and make some dollars.
Yeah.
But then if you're not making the money and you're not doing a good job and you feel bad, then maybe try another job like hitchhiking or letter writing or stamp collecting.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you. Yeah. I read your diary last night and those were the three dream jobs. You said, what I want to do when I grow up. By Alex Simmons.
It seemed very familiar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I stole it.
Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Oh, well, hello everyone and welcome to... wait, how did we say it? Oh, yeah. Hello. I am Flula Borg and it is now ticky-tocky, ticky-tocky, boom time!
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom time!
Hello everyone, it's me, Flula Borg, and also...
Alex Simmons. Hey, Flula.
Yes, Alex.
You still got it.
Hey, I never did lose it.
Still got
You're referring to that athlete's foot, right?
Yes. Yes, that's actually what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Wow, it has been some time. We may cut what I said before, so we'll just say, it's been since, what did you say, Alex? May?
Yeah. I was just looking it up. It's been well over 8 months. Is that true? It's been since...
8 months, can, yes.
In the time since we've last done it, I can't do math anymore.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we will have updates of how we have been, and your update is you've forgotten how to do math.
I was just going to say it's been well over a year, because that just sounds good coming out of my mouth, but the actual answer is it's been since May of 2019, so whenever this comes out... minus those months about that time.
That's what it has been.
Yeah.
It has been, I like that what I said was, it's a summer break. And it was. It was also a fall break, a winter break, and a partly spring break as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think to be fair, when you said that, we both knew that we were going to take a longer break, but we aspirationally thought maybe it wouldn't be so long.
This was an equivalent of when things are going weird in a relationship and you're like, I think we should visit other people romantically.
Yeah, you just want to ease into the idea a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, which I think I was saying that, yes.
Yeah, so but why are we even doing this now?
Well, booty tangers, listen, booty tangers, I know you are out there, you boom timers. I like that in the time we have started this podcast, stopped and started, there's a phrase, okay, boomer. And which makes me think of, maybe boom time is somehow going to be taken over by 65-year-old men who mansplain.
Boomer time.
Boomer time. Boom. Okay, boomer time.
And I just want to say hashtag grower the shower also.
Oh, listen, hey, yeah. Hashtag grower the shower, guys. let's keep it going. Let's keep it going.
Have you, in the time since we last recorded, have you heard more from Lou Bega's reps?
Lou Bega and I are now in a feud. And when I say feud, it means I emailed him 1 year ago and he didn't reply. And I would like to sensationalize this, but I cannot. Lou Bega and I have not spoken, and we have never spoken, and we will never speak, I've decided. I am going to excommunicate Lou Bega from my dream of speaking with list.
You and Lou Bega have not spoken in over a year.
That's correct. Yes. Yes. It's been at least a year.
You should email him again. Why not?
I know. Let's do it. I like that everything we have said in the last 3 minutes is only for the people who listened to Boom Time.
Well,
and of some booty tangers. I've decided that we titled this What Happened to Boom Time.
It's a great title.
And I thought we can answer this question. Should we answer it or do we just plows into some fun times?
Let's try to answer it.
Okay.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
What did happen at Boom Time?
I was trying to make a perfect thing and I could not do it. So I was like, blech, blech. You know, I cannot do it. If it cannot be perfect, why do it?
Yeah.
Which is the German in me which is why if people who are noticing me or knowing me know, I don't like post many things in the world or do many, most of the time I make a thing and then I think it's scheiße.
Yeah.
Just German for poo-poo. And then I don't share it.
Right. I think you lost some of the fun of social media.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little bit, right?
Yeah, I lost it. But I found it once more, which is why we are here. We're booty tanging very hard. And I'm excited. I'm excited to release some things when we want. Maybe a new episode comes out tomorrow. Maybe it comes out in 2020.
That's a really long time away.
It's a very long time.
In 2020.
Yes. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I think part of what you're saying is that making the podcast became sort of a job for us.
Yes.
That there was sort of this pressure to release one every week.
Yeah. So yes, but we are back.
Are we?
Maybe.
It's funny. I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but we're going to make this one and we'll talk to each other at the end of this chat and see how we feel.
This is like speed dating, guys. So we are going to have a date now and we are going to decide at the end of the date, should there be another date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say also, I think the reason we're doing this right now is mainly because I've seen a few comments of people who actually miss the podcast, and this is just for you guys. We feel bad to leave you hanging so long, and we appreciate everyone listening to the podcast back when it was coming out regularly, and we would love to just give this to you as a bonus. No idea where it will lead, but at least we want to say we appreciate you listening, and here's a bonus boom time for you.
This is a very wonderful way to say it. Booty tangers, thanks for hangers on and listening.
I love how you said, you prefaced by saying, this is a wonderful way to say it.
Thank you.
Here's a wonderful phrase I've just thought of now. Booty tangers, thanks for the hangers. And
in my closet. But seriously, what Alex has said is true. We have received many comments. Mainly, I will post a photo of like a cherry tree or like my friend's dog. And then the only comments will be, where is Boom Time? They don't care about the tree. They don't care about the doggies. It's just, where is Boom Time? So everyone, all of you booty tangers, this is for you. And we are going to have a fun time.
Yeah. That's what, you know what? Before a fun time is had, you know what people never say?
What is that?
We are going to now have a fun time.
Yeah, sorry. As you can see, I'm not in practice here.
It's like when someone says, hey, do you want to hear a really funny joke?
Oh,
it's not going
to
be funny.
The best way to begin a funny joke is to say that.
No, that's not. I think you missed the point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll really listen to this and learn. So we have to take a break for a sponsor. Not really. I'm just going to record one later.
Yeah, okay.
But here it is. Oh, wow.
Hello, Boomtime listeners. Are your ears boring? Do they need some excitement poured into those delicious holes full of eardrums and sound? Introducing Wanderlust USA, the Flula original audiobook presented by HarperCollins and Day Street. Join Flula as he explores many fun American places like the Kentucky Derby and the Roswell Festival of UFOs and the Iditarod of racing doggies and many, many more things. Here is a clip.
While I was eating a delicious fish taco in a parking lot, the universe did give to me Pedro.
So my name is Flula, and you are?
I'm Peter.
Peter, tell me about, you are a surfer person?
Yeah, my beach name is Pedro.
Sorry, Pedro, why do you have a beach name?
It's more like a parking lot name, really. I don't know, you're here long enough, you get a nickname.
So you have a parking lot name and then a other location's name, which is Peter, but here I should call you Pedro.
Yeah, exactly, it's like party in the front. No, yeah, party in the back. Party always.
Party everywhere. So just a giant, it's hair in all directions.
Purchase Wanderlust USA today. Go to any place audiobooks are sold or visit hc.com/wanderlust. That's Wanderlust, as you would say it in America. hc.com/wanderlust. See you there.
Oh, good ad. Yeah,
Alex.
Flula.
It has been some months.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, you know, like people may be curious if you are listening. What have we been up to as peoples in these months? Is there one thing that you may share with the peoples, if you would like, about what you have been up to?
Yeah, there's one thing.
Oh, great.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh.
No, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
Oh, you have nothing. Okay.
It's funny. I could talk about some work things I've been doing, but that seems sort of self-promotional in an annoying way, right? Or not? You tell me. You tell me, Flula.
Well, my thought is people are listening to this, and so they're like, oh, if they are listening, they are interested in the people speaking.
Right.
So I would say it feels strange to do it, but speak about a thing that you like.
I'm going to go quick because I feel like you have some things that are a little more interesting than mine, but...
Go.
I have been working on a couple new TV series.
Ooh.
One's coming out on National Geographic.
Oh, I've heard of this.
And another one's coming on Apple.
I know of this fruit.
Apple TV.
Yeah. Oh, it's a TV now.
Is it?
Well, it was a fruit.
It's not coming out on the actual just fruit. Okay, yeah. I've got a new TV series, and it's just coming out on just, in general, the fruit apple.
They're just printing it on the apples as you walk into the supermarket.
Yeah.
So on Apple, you have a show coming.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And I got to go to Oprah's house in Maui.
But what's funny is you didn't meet her. You actually just broke into Oprah's house.
Yeah, it's a TV series about breaking into Oprah's house. And no, she actually unlocked the door.
Oh, she did. Oh, she was in on it.
Yeah, she knew all about breaking into her own house.
Okay, we want to rob Oprah's house. And Oprah's like, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Count me in.
And she was like, you get my house. You get in my house.
Oh,
you get in my
Oh, see, I like it. Get the Oprah thing. I get it from the automobiles.
But yeah, amazing experience to get to work with Oprah.
May I ask something about Oprah?
Please. Although I will say I signed like 10 pages of NDAs. I'm still sort of terrified about talking about it. But now that the project's coming out, I can say a few more things about it.
So here are my questions, and you can ignore them because of your NBA. So was Oprah or you, who was more tall?
I was taller than Oprah.
Okay. If there was a fight in a bar, and there was only like, it was like a bar, but everyone in the bar is 95 years old.
Okay.
And one of you has to defeat all of the 8 octogenarians. Who should do it?
Who should do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I guess the answer is always Oprah, I guess.
Oh, because, okay. Why?
Well, I feel like Oprah would be such a surprising choice.
Oh.
And the octogenarians would be so surprised that they were just getting beat up by Oprah.
Oprah, yeah. She would coach a lot of cold cocks.
Yeah.
Like, you're really going to punch me?
Oh my God, there's Oprah. Boom, right in the face.
Boom, right in the kisser.
Oprah, can you tell me about your... Boom. Oprah, I have an intention. Boom, right in your...
All of that.
Yeah.
And then you get to my house. You get to my house.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry, I had to...
That was pretty much my experience.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Those are my only questions.
Perfect.
Yeah. What have I been up to? Oh, thanks, Alex.
Well, I was trying to...
I know.
I know
what I was doing. Yeah, go.
No. I think you filmed a very cool project. What can you tell us about it?
Ah, yes. You are speaking of the film.
Yeah, you were in a movie.
Yeah.
It's not going to come out for a long time.
You have much time. Yeah, it's called...
You can talk about it a little bit, right?
I know that I was present during the filming of The Suicide Squad.
Amazing.
I was present. I was there. There was a craft service, which is a snack time. And I had a lot of the snacks. And also sometimes I would wear some clothes.
Sometimes you would wear some clothes?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would say words.
But you can say some things like... There were some very big people in the movie, right?
Yeah, there's some people, it's rude to say that. They are working on their weight, but they they were, you know. I think from far away they look fit, but maybe from the close, maybe they're a little big.
It's funny because I am afraid to talk to you about this because I don't know what you're allowed to say.
Me as well. I'm terrified.
But I mean, Margot Robbie is 100% in the movie, and you can say that, right? Okay, you can say that. And here's something that I know.
Okay.
There was a Suicide Squad movie.
Yes.
But...
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So it was a bit of a...
I don't know. Yeah. But I know, though, that it will exist and it will come to a theater.
Let's not skip over this part too quickly.
Oh, okay.
You have become a very fit man, and part of the inspiration of doing that was you were playing... And you dedicated yourself to becoming very fit. You've been working with a trainer.
Yeah.
You've got swole, as the kids are saying.
That's what they say now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
You become that cliche of a Hollywood actor who's working out and posting thirsty pics on your Instagram these days.
I've decided, let's go thirsty, you know. what I would like to do, I spoke to my friend Mike, shout out Mike Castle. He said, I recommend that you should only post pics that are like this while you are actually thirsty. So I think they need to be taken in the desert or where you can see that I have not had much water to drink.
Yeah, you'd be a thirst trap.
Yes.
In that case, because you were hoping to actually trap some liquid.
Because I need it badly. I'm very dehydrated.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm surrounded in an ocean with only salty waters.
That checks.
Yeah. Oh, another update for peoples. Please. I have an audiobook coming out, guys. It's a very wonderful adventure called Wanderlust USA.
That's all we get on the Suicide Squad?
I think I'm already afraid of what we've
said. Was that too much already?
I think so. I am so afraid. I think as you are too. You are. I think you are smelling my fear and responding to it as a receptive friend.
But there's also like just public information about the movie too, which I feel like you should be able to say things that have been publicly put out there about the movie. Right?
Yeah. Well, I think this is like I can only do the government UFO response, which is like I cannot confirm and I also cannot deny what you are saying. But I think it is because I'm very much going to be loose goose and say strange things, so I don't want to give away some things.
And this isn't coming out for like another year and a half or something.
I think so. I think 2021. Yeah. 22. You know the number.
But you did film it. That's a huge win, and congratulations.
Oh, yes.
But Flula, what else have you been working on?
Oh, thanks, Alex. An audiobook called Wanderlust USA. I'm traveling around America. And I'm visiting some very fun events like the Kentucky Derby and the UFO Festival in Roswell, New Mexico.
The Kentucky Derby?
Yeah. Kentucky. I like to say it like that.
Yeah,
Kentucky.
It's good.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby.
That's how they say it down there.
They say like, I did learn some South speaking in this. And I think I will try to play a clip perhaps from the book.
Yes, set up the clip for us. What are we about to hear?
Oh, I think we are going to hear the Derby, the Kentucky Derby. A little bit of my adventures there. Here we go.
Ever since I have had memories inside my brains, I have been fascinated with that majestic, musculous being with large legs, a bushy mane, and massive eyelashes. While yes, this does actually perfectly describe my great aunt Kunigunde. I'm not speaking about her right now, though she does deserve perhaps her own audiobook. No, I'm describing, of course, the horse. When I was a young child, I one time asked my cousin Zwieback, where do horses from come? And the story he told me about the origins of the horsey did change my life forever. Horses, Zwieback told me, were not from our planet. Oh no, they were actually criminal unicorns who lived many, many galaxies away. As a punishment, they had their horns taken away and were banished to the dumpster of the Milky Way. Earth. They was criminals, I asked Zwieback. What kind of rude and or illegal acts did these unicorns commit? Zwieback told me that the most common crimes of the unicorn criminals, aka uniconvicts, aka unicorns, aka horses, was that at night, when the other unicorns were sleeping, they would put one of the sleeping unicorn's hoofs in a bowl of water. And when you do this to a unicorn, it makes the innocent unicorn pee-pee. This is, of course, uber embarrassing, since unicorns float around in the sky while they are sleeping, so their pee-pee is just going every place. Oh no. Zwieback explained to me that this is why, in Germany, the weather is so unpredictable. Sometimes it is raining in your yard, but across the street the shine is sunning very bright. This is because high above your lawn, high in the sky, or perhaps even in space, a criminal unicorn has put the hoof of a sleeping unicorn in a bowl of water while it was sleeping. And for crimes and misdemeanors like this, Zwieback told me, the unicorn would become a uniconvict, lose his horn, and be sent to our Earth planet, only to return home after he has served his sentence. The very rudest of these unicorns were forced to run around over and over again in a squished oval while a tiny human sits on top of them. The most famous of these squished ovals was located in Kentucky, America.
Man, wow, that seems like a crazy trip.
That was great, what we said then.
So, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You were interviewing horses down there.
I did interview one horse, yes.
What did their breath smell like?
It was very, like grass.
Yeah, that checks.
Yeah,
as well.
That it was
a lot
not,
of things are checking tonight.
Yeah, it was not a surprise. It wasn't like, oh, smell like what, a cinnamon cake? What? No, it is grass.
Right.
Grass and then some halitosis a little bit.
And did
horsetosis.
Yeah,
terrible.
That was a good one.
Terrible.
That was good.
Halitosis.
And if I saw a German man with a microphone shoving it in the
mandibles of a horse.
The frontal region of a horse that I own, maybe a fancy racing horse.
Yeah,
I might get a little nervous.
Yeah, I will tell you, I do not want to make a spoil of the chapter, but it was tricky to try to interview the horse and not have like someone, you know, interrupt the interview.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you want to be very respecting of the horse, but also, listen, it's a horse. I have questions.
Did you wear any funny hats when you were down there?
I did wear some hatties. The Kentucky Derby has some fun hats. And so as you can hear from the clip, I learned that horses were, as a child, I was told that horses are criminal unicorns.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And so, yes, I have, my hat was a sun hat with a nice unicorn horn. And then a sundress. I will be posting the photo of this very soon on the Gram.
And where else did you go for the audiobook?
We went to Elvis Festival in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very fun. And then also I went everywhere for some Revolutionary War learning of reenactments. Americans love to like play fight.
That's right. We love to reenact.
Yeah, let's do it again. You know, it happened one time. Let's do it one more time, but not real. And exciting. Yeah.
I had a relative who was in the Revolutionary War.
Who was it?
Benedict Arnold.
No.
Yeah.
Two first names, always very tricky. So Benedict Arnold, for people who do not know, like me, he was a traitor, I think, right? Something rude?
Yeah, he initially was on the American side, but then he switched over to the British side and became famous for being a traitor. But, you know, much more complicated legacy than that. But, you know.
Yeah, okay. I was apologizing.
And he went back to England's side, eventually moved back to England and became like part of the British military.
Oh, yeah. So we really, I'm an American, but like we did not like him.
No, because, I mean, yeah.
He was a dirty
man.
Yeah,
a little bit. Right. I had the privilege of listening to your Revolutionary War chapter of Wanderlust USA.
Oh, yes.
And I got to say, the music that you made was amazing.
Well, shout out to Sleeping Lion, a very wonderful music producer who did help me. But it was very fun. Oh, so for the Revolutionary War chapter, Alex and everyone, why did I sing like that? That was weird. Alex!
It wasn't weird at all.
It felt like what an ostrich would say, would do or
yeah,
speak.
Yeah, that's definitely how an ostrich would have spoken.
Hey, do you remember a game called Joust or something? And it was like you are riding an ostrich, and then it will lay an egg, and then it goes like, and then you are running very fast to try to catch some more eggs, and then there's like a bird flying.
It's funny. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I guarantee there is at least one human listening to this right now being, of course.
Yes.
Joust. I used to play it all the time.
Okay. If someone knows this, please just write on the Boomtime Show Instagram page.
And tell us that you remember it also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And
so,
what does it have to do with what?
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. I was like, wait. So the Revolutionary War. I
was like, oh, I loved your music in the Revolutionary War. Alex,
ostriches.
Do you remember the ostriches? Sometimes they joust and they lay an egg and go. Yeah. Great. That's what I wanted to know.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Facts. Okay. No, man. Okay.
You made your own version of Hamilton the Musical based off a unheralded German Revolutionary War figure.
Oh, thank you for this help. I needed it. Yeah, so there's a man called Friedrich Wilhelm von Steuben.
Wilhelm
Flip Flap.
Say it again.
Friedrich Wilhelm von Steuben.
Von Steuben, of course.
Von Steuben, who was a Prussian general who was hired in Europe, and then they brought him to come to Valley Forge.
Of course.
Where the revolutionary peoples was like, oh, we are struggling big time. It's going to be a bad one. And like, they were like, and this is true now, they were eating their shoes because it was so bad and they were so cold and everyone was expiring.
This is going so poorly. I'm going to eat my shoe.
Yeah, it's for realty. Yeah. And then so they were, then John Steuben was like, listen, guys, look, you are doing it stupid. I can help you. And so he wrote a manual and he told them like they were having the latrines. The latrines was next to the kitchens. So your cooking taters and pooping taters meet us directly knee to each other. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And so he said, listen, we have a camp. Look over here. Here are the toilets. And now let's walk some meters over here, and then we make a kitchen.
Hey, you stop eating your shoe.
Yes, yeah, put it down. Put down your zapatos.
Stop pooping on the kitchen.
Yeah, they okay. was doing it.
Yeah.
And so von Steuben was like, listen, we got to do this, we got to do that. We have to make some drills. We got to drill, 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 you know. And so they were very good trained because of von Steuben. But anyway, he's not in Hamilton.
No.
And I was like, this seems sad.
Hamilton, the musical written by Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Shout out. Of course. So I said, I must write a sequel or a spin-off like Frasier from Cheers about von Steuben. So I wrote some songs, very short, for von Steuben.
Do you think I might be able to hear one right now?
You would like that?
I would love that.
Let's do it right now.
Von. Von. Von Steuben. Von Steuben. Von Steuben. Von. Von. Von Steuben. Von Steuben.
Coming straight out of Prussia, I'm your new boss. Turn this ragtag militia into a formidable force. These Minutemen gonna need a Minuteman. They're training and drilling without a solid plan.
I need multiple translators to make my insults heard. I need multiple translators to make my insults heard.
Von.
What did you think, Alex?
Banging.
Yeah, it just moves you, right?
Yeah.
It just moves, yeah.
It moved me like one of those ostriches from the game Joust.
Joust.
Goes boom and drops an egg.
Yeah. It's very weird. There's birds. You have to hop on the bird, and when you hop on the bird, it then is goes away.
The goal of the game is to hop on a bird that when you hop on it, it goes away?
You have to hop on the birds that fly at you. You are riding a bird. Wait, maybe there's no one riding the bird. Maybe you are just the bird. I feel like I have had some mushrooms or something in the moment.
You're a bird?
You're a bird.
You hop on and then joust and you drop an egg and then it goes away?
And then the bird hits you. If another bird hits you, then you are laying an egg. And then the egg is bouncing around and you have to go capture your egg. And then I think you hop on some other birds.
Well, I love that track.
Oh, hot track. Yeah, Wanderlust USA. Just go to hc.com/Wanderlust. And if you pre-order the book, there's a little special message for you that I have made, a video.
Boom time!
Currently, we are sitting in Alex's automobile as we record this.
Yeah.
The light we see is from a kitchen window that is lighting into the car.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
And just to prove it... This is a brown bear who keeps my son entertained in his car seat on the way to daycare.
Can I tell you this is terrifying? Like we are in a dark vehicle.
Yeah.
It's nighttime.
Do you want to hear another song but from Brown Bear?
Please.
Bye-bye.
Wait.
I'm hungry. I'm happy.
I think for the rest of the podcast, I'm just going to let Brown Bear speak for me.
I
is that cool?
Should. Yes.
Here, ask me a question.
Alex... How do you feel about politics these days?
Oh, I'm sleepy.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Can be very boring. Yes.
Ask me another question.
Yeah, sure. Alex, what's your favorite food?
Two.
Oh. Okay. You're eating numbers.
Give me a bear hug.
I get it.
This has been another. Just kidding.
This is terrifying. You know what we don't know?
What don't we know?
Is that the voice of this bear is a 56-year-old man.
It probably.
Yeah.
They're probably dead.
What?
I mean, whoever recorded that probably recorded a long time ago.
Is that bear from the 50s?
It's like when you listen to sitcoms, they say half of the laugh track are probably dead people.
Oh, that is so interesting.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know... Oh, here's something I learned. I have been wanting to make music with baby toys. Maybe I may borrow your toys while...
Y-E-S.
Oh, yes. Oh, great. I thought you were speaking words like, why do that?
N-Q.
Oops, hold on.
N-O.
No. Oh, okay. God, is this like Legends of the Fall? Were you like Anthony Hopkins with a... It is. Okay.
Try this.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, baby, baby, what?
Should we do this for like another hour? Or
yeah, let's keep going.
Are we good? I think we're good, yeah. But these are the sort of things that you have in your car when you're a toddler farrier.
You are toddler farrier. Well, yeah. It's interesting. You're not a father.
It plays for like 4 hours.
Really?
I'm not the father?
What? No,
Hold on.
Alex.
What did you just say?
I said you are a toddler farrier, and I said it's funny actually that you're not actually a parent. You just ferry toddlers. That's all you do.
You said I'm not the father.
Well, but I have just seen Star Wars and Maury Povich, and those things combined from I'm your father to you are not the father became I am you are not.
Yeah, I am. He is my son.
Who? Your son?
Yeah, my son.
Yeah.
Boom time.
How's life? How, like, you know?
Yeah.
IRL.
Yeah, life is good. I'm making some music. I have befriended my, I have not spoken with them for many months, but I have two time traveling DJ friends, Ivan and Peter, and we are making music together.
Okay.
So I'm doing that.
And you're going to make an album or something? Or what are you thinking?
I think we just go single dingles. You know?
Single dingles?
Yeah, just play it like Ted Williams. Just get some singles out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he hit more than just singles, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then don't
just
say
get the, just get on bass is what you're
get
saying.
Get on bass, Paul Molitor, yeah.
Is there any point in making a proper album these days?
This is a real thing. People say no. I think it is making sense if you are Billie Eilish or Madonna or something. But if,
those are your two choices.
It's one or one, sorry. But, you know, if you are just a man or a woman or who knows making something, who cares? It's good to have many songs, but I do not know. The album is not the same.
Right.
People don't purchase things like this anymore.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to make some single dingles.
Make some single dingles. I'm starting to make more Grammys and Stammies on the social medias. So I would like to start maybe doing this more. There's a show called Bruise Brothers on Netflix, comes out in 2 months. Are you burping as well?
Yeah.
I think we are both burping, but breathing very kindly
to
the windows.
Yeah, which are closed.
Yeah, which are closed. this reminds me of a wonderful song by the Ying Yang Twins. It's called, I don't know what it's called, but it says, from the windows and to the wall, and then we're going to play ski ball all over. We're going to ski ball. It's about... it's a sport that you play in the carnival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Bruise Brothers?
Bruise Brothers, but Bruise like drinks, not Bruise like, ouch, I have an hour on my arm, it's blue.
Right. What character do you play?
Truffle.
Your character's name is Truffle?
Truffle, yeah.
Truffle.
Truffle. Truffle. Truffle. Like you say it, Truffle.
Truffle.
Truffle,
the
yeah.
R is tricky in German.
Yeah, we like to swallow it. Truffle. Truffle.
And that's coming out on Netflix, you say?
It's coming out on Netflix, and I play a monk. And it is.
And your name is Truffle.
My name is Truffle,
okay.
And it's directed by a wonderful person, and created by another wonderful person, and starring other wonderful people.
Sounds pretty wonderful.
Oh, so wonderful! Yeah, how did you? Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. And then you and I are coming out with a movie very soon.
We are.
Yeah, Johnny Fist.
Oh God.
I'm not.
Have we talked about Johnny Fist on the podcast before?
No, let's do it.
I mean, not that it matters if we had or hadn't.
I think we should.
Well, Johnny Fist is this. Quote unquote movie.
Experimental movie, I would say.
Experimental art project.
Mm.
Where in 2015, Flula decided that a good idea would be to make a feature film while driving from LA to Park City and then try to get the film screened at Sundance and do this all within 6 days.
Yes. Write the film, film it, edit it, score it, and then screen it, and, well, keep going.
Yeah, and do it all by himself, and also intentionally not have any plan as we're leaving. Just bring a camera, maybe, and just start driving and just see if a movie magically just
happens
and then it gets into Sundance.
Oh, and then also we had a documentary crew filming this process.
Yes.
And we decided that, we should have a fundraiser while we are trying to film the film.
Right, an Indiegogo campaign.
Yes, which are very time consumed.
Right.
And left us, I think, very scored, you and me both.
Yeah,
well.
I think part of the reason... So I think it's like the only time I've never finished. It's the only time I haven't finished a project.
Yeah.
But also, as troubled as that project was, there were a lot of people who donated and purchased perks through that campaign, and I think we did our best to fulfill those perks.
Yeah, we did.
But at the same time, feel bad that we haven't finished this crazy project, even though it's now been 5 years, so I don't know if anyone remembers it or not. But
we have to finish it.
We have both decided that it is a mental block that's weighing us down.
Oh, yes.
That we have the fact that we haven't finished this thing, so we're going to finish it this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be the greatest film of all time, but it will exist.
Well, I'm going to say it's going to be the greatest film of all time.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a film. Like, what is it?
It's going to have video, it's going to have sound, and it will have some duration.
Okay.
I will guarantee those three things.
It's a low bar.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I guarantee, well, fine. It is a low bar.
It'll have video, sound, and some duration.
Some duration. It will be a length greater than zero and less than infinity.
Yeah.
That's what it will be.
Perfect.
I will say, I feel like, you know, the ultimate perk of a campaign is the film. So we owe this to peoples.
Yeah.
And I feel very guilty as a German to not deliver this. But I will tell you, it is the same reason for me. I always am frustrated. If something is not good, I don't want to show it.
Yeah.
You know, so I want it to be, you know, good and fun and adventure. And it was also very traumatizing, this experience.
Yeah.
And so we did not know, like, well, this is not comedy now. Or what is this? This is just a sad one.
Yeah.
So how do we do it? So we are still figuring out. We have many things that I think we enjoy in the film. We just have to now, you know, make a quilt, a tasty fist quilt.
Yeah. A tasty fist quilt.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's happening.
I'm glad we spoke about this. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it would be a real Boomtime podcast unless we did two things before we left.
Oh, let's do those things.
You're getting limber.
I don't know.
Loose over there.
To be honest, I'm trying to remember the things and I'm excited about it.
Okay, here's thing number one.
Number one.
I am going to say a phrase that sounds German to me.
Great.
You will translate it to the closest thing it actually sounds like in German.
Oh, I love this.
This is called whatever we used to call it.
I don't know. We've played this before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay, you ready? Here it goes.
Oh, let's do it.
How are you?
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Terrifying.
Right.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Just seeing if you're awake.
I'm now very alert.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Stein schlichten beißt verstorsten Kuppelstreikings
probt. Das war lang. Stein pruften Sport. Yeah, I've already now forgotten. Stein Pflichtenberg kommt heute Morgen. That's not what you said. But you said Rock Requirement Mountain comes today tomorrow.
Rock? Rock Requirement... Rock Requirement Mountain comes today tomorrow?
Something like this.
Wow.
But you're...
Oh, my God. It's funny how... It's easy for me to just vomit out something that means nothing.
Yes.
But then it destroys your brain.
It destroys. And then you always make it about four words too long, and then I have lost everything.
But then when you put it back in English and it comes back to me, it destroys my brain.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's nice.
Rock Requirement Mountain comes tomorrow today.
Kommt heute Morgen.
Because when it's just like noise, it doesn't mean anything. But then your brain is trying to figure out words that don't go together.
It is very, and I find this when I'm speaking with someone like me who is speaking a second language, they have in some pronunciation like me as well, where it is so difficult.
Right.
And they know they are saying it, and I know they are saying it, but I cannot hear it.
Right.
I can only hear something very gugababab.
I found this is, tell me if you've ever experienced something like this.
Yeah.
I speak a little bit of Spanish.
Yeah.
And
poquito.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I found that, you know, so people often say, oh, when you're drunk, like you speak better, you know, second language or whatever, speak better Spanish.
Yes.
And I actually think that's true. And I think the reason why is because you are more confident in your words.
Totally.
And I think often if someone sees a verbal cue that someone isn't sure what they're saying, it yeah. instantly tells that other person they're not going to make sense.
Yes.
And then you sort of give up on it. But when you're drunk, you're just sort of, you look like you know what you're saying and you say it with intention and conviction. And then that person's like, of course, I'm going to actually try to listen to them.
Oh, it's so interesting. You are telling them with your behavior, I don't know what I'm doing. And so then people think, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Right, so they just stop trying.
Oh, man. I feel this way with automobile driving. In Los Angeles, we drive many places.
Yeah.
And I will see someone that I think is driving very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to pass them and scream at them. But then sometimes when I don't do this, I realize they have stopped for an old woman who is crossing the street, or something was in front that was causing the erratic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know this. I just saw someone acting funky, so I assume you don't know what you're doing. This is a terrible analogy.
No, I'm wait. It's coming back around, I'm sure.
No, that was it. Oh, and I realized it's not good.
So basically, you're just like a whole... Just an basically bad aggro person. Driver.
Yes, I am very bad.
Okay, great.
Efficiency is I need it. And when it doesn't arrive, the efficiency, I cannot, I break down like a bad robot.
Yeah, or like the person that you were honking at.
Yes. What was the other thing we do in Boom Time? Or would you, yeah, go.
The thing that we always end every episode with.
Oh, yeah.
Is a series of hard-hitting questions
oh.
that you must answer
oh.
without thinking about.
Okay.
Without
mm.
dwelling on,
yes.
you must access your deep lizard brain.
Oh, yum, yum, yum. Chop off my brain.
Lightning round of questions.
Okay. Who is doing it?
I'll ask you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the question becomes a question, or the man becomes the teacher. The student makes a thing.
And I think to set us... going, mm. you should create a little loop of music.
Oh, great.
Let that me go like this.
Yeah, I don't have a beep boom bop beep 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 burp beep boom bop boom beep beep burp beep boom bop boom beep beep burp.
Okay.
We'll just loop
and,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, if we have looped that now, wonderful.
Flula Borg.
Yes, hello,
welcome
Alex
to the Boom Time.
Oh, thank you for that one.
Are you ready for this deep and hard-hitting question?
So deep, so hard, so hit, yes.
What was the best book you've read in the last year?
Scheiße, I did a... do you want a real answer?
Yeah.
Oh, oh...
You're thinking too much. Answer.
I know.
Stop thinking. Answer. Answer.
Blah, blah, which was a really wonderful
answer.
Book.
Answer real.
I don't.
Answer. You must answer.
Yeah, I read a book. It was called...
New question.
Yeah,
Flew
okay.
the Borg.
Yes.
What was a book you read in the last year?
I'm trying to think that's the same question.
You read more books than anyone I know.
Okay. It has been... I read a book about Theodore Roosevelt, the third part of a trilogy. It was nice.
Great.
Edmund Morris.
This is off to a good start. Okay.
So sorry. Yes, please.
What sporting event?
Mm, yeah, okay, okay.
If you could be the top of the game in one sport, what would it be?
Oh, I would love basketball.
Basketball.
Yeah, yeah, to make a dunk, dunk, hoop, hoop, swishy.
That's right.
I was trying to find a fun, adventurous answer, but then just thought I was so bad with the first question.
Yeah, just
let's get something.
Should we talk about it some more?
No.
Okay. Flula Borg.
Yeah, yeah, I like Simmons.
If you were one of Jim Henson's Muppets, who would you be?
Beaker.
Okay, that's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
That's actually correct.
Yeah, thank you.
Not Bunsen?
No, Beaker.
Beaker, okay.
Beaker. He's always like, oh, what's happening now? Oh, and then he's burned or like eaten or something. Yeah.
Flula Borg.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten a passion fruit?
Who?
A passion fruit.
Like, I feel very sexy about it. Let's eat it. Like, oh, hello, come to me, plum, plum.
That's what
oh.
I meant, yes.
Yeah, I've done this.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
There's a passion fruit bush right here.
What?
Right there. That's a passion fruit bush.
What do you mean it's a passion fruit? That sounds inappropriate, number one.
See this green plant right here?
Yeah.
That's full of passion fruits.
What do you mean? Like, how do you know the emotions of the fruit?
I'll get one.
No, I don't want to see this. How Hold do you on. Know it's... Do you have to make it passionate? What do you do to
Hold
it?
Hold on, I'm going to go get one.
Oh, God. Seems inappropriate. What is this? Yeah. What?
See?
Okay.
See this purple fruit right here?
Yeah.
That's a passion fruit.
That's a passion
fruit. You oh. cut it in half.
Okay.
And you scoop out the innards.
You make this?
I didn't make it. It's the bush made it.
You You eat it?
You eat it, yeah.
Oh, and then why is it...
My son loves these.
How? That's not right.
They're
he
delicious.
Should be an
They're
adult before
tart.
He eats passion.
Yeah, okay. Lightning round.
Okay.
Continues.
Yeah.
10 more questions.
Oh, God.
Fula Borg.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were a baby child...
I was that.
What did you think you would do when you grew up?
I thought I would be an astronaut who architects.
Both. A combo.
Well, just that was the job. He's like, oh, I got to build something. Hold on, let me put on my spacesuit before I build this bridge. Why? We are on Earth. I'm an astronaut architect.
Okay.
I'm an astrotech.
That's the correct answer.
I'm an archonaut.
Fula Borg, we're almost done.
Oh, great.
Your favorite character from the television series The Wire?
Oh, it's got to, it must be, oh, it's so many. Bunk Moreland right now.
Bunk Moreland.
Oh, he's so good.
Everyone always says Omar. Obviously, that's a great answer, but lots of other great characters too.
My favorite line from Bunk was like, that's what happens when you give a F when it's not your turn to give an F. And by F, I don't, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he said the full
Yeah, the word. Letters are dirty. Yeah.
Last question, Fula
Yes,
Borg.
Please.
Fula Borg.
Yeah, yeah.
Will we make another episode of Boomtime?
Oh, for absolutely.
Who All knows? Right, great, yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
Wow, great. That
let's
was
see the response.
Quite an experiment.
Well, hey, guys, yeah, if you enjoyed this episode.
Oh, I'm gonna what'll work well is if when you do the final sort of wrap up, I'll just sort of talk over it.
Oh, that's what
about
was.
Just
something else.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys, everyone. Thank you for listening to.
I was. Okay, let's. I really will be quiet this time. Okay, I promise.
Oh, no, it's fine. I like it. I enjoy it. Everyone, Boomtime Booty Tangers, thank you for listening. And hashtag, guys, spread the hashtag grow as a shower. Let's do this. Let's get it going. And everyone, if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a comment on iTunes. Leave us a comment on the Instagram of Boomtime Show. Yeah. Listen to us where the places are. The Poopsie and Dipsy and Sounder and Clam Clam. What are the other places? SoundCloud, Schnapp Schnapp, Toot Toot.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know where this goes anymore.
Who knows? We don't understand software.
But yeah, I think it'll be on iTunes and Spotify and all
great.
Those actual places.
Hey, nice, yeah. nice.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what?
Listen to it wherever you're currently listening
to. Oh, yeah. However you received this podcast. Why
like,
do you, like,
yeah, it's
the
funny,
only
like,
way.
Hey, go listen to it all these places. Wait, but you're already listening to it on a place.
Why have we been saying that all of those times? That doesn't
I just
make...
realized it makes no sense.
That is very silly.
Listen to it. In all of these places, or just where you're right now listening to it.
That's what you should do.
Yeah.
This makes, it's like if you are in a movie theater and someone in the movie says, be sure to watch the movies in this theater.
Make sure to come back and watch the movie that you're currently watching right now in the seat that you're in.
Please. Bootytangers.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's it.
Boom time. Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Hey, seriously, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
I actually mean that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, we do mean it. Yes, of course.
I think this the main goal was to see if this was fun for us.
Yes.
Hopefully it was not painful for you out there.
If not, don't listen to other ones.
Yeah.
Is what I would encourage you. Just listen if you like it. If you don't like it, why would you do it?
And go, you can listen to previous ones.
They're
out there somewhere, I'm sure.
Yes, they're on all of the form plats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it?
Tschüss.
Tschüss. Mach's gut, Leute. Bye-bye.
Boom time. Boom time. Boom time! Boom time! Boom!
Oh, wait, ready? Wait, hold on. Okay. We can do this. You ready?
Yeah.
B-O-O-M-T-I-M-E. We should just do the whole podcast like that.